Today's topic, conversation between the Puzari and the Khaver, is really a combination of many, many weeks of conversation that we've had and are learning. And all of the discussion of the Puzari and the Khaver really amounts to one main issue. And that issue is, how do we know that God communicates with us? How do we know that God speaks to us? How do we know that God is interested in communicating with people, with people? So, in the conversation today, we're going to start at paragraph 87. We're going to basically spend the time on that specific issue. The Khaver shares with the Puzari his argument for why Judaism has a unique relationship with Hashem. And that's because of one basic fact, which is written in our Torah, and that is that when we stood at Har Sinai, there wasn't just one person there. There wasn't just a few people there. It was the entire nation of the Jewish people experience what we call English revelation, a fancy word for prophecy, nevuah. So let's look at a few lines here in the Khaver's comments to the Puzari. Paragraph 87. They're specifically talking about Shabbat and why Shabbat is a central concept in Judaism. It says really there's three reasons, there's three arguments why Shabbat is so central. Number one, because when God created the world 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And we all know that the man fell for 6 days, and on Erev Shabbat it fell twice. So Shabbat is almost as a result, in a sense, of the fact that We didn't get man on Shabbat, we got man double on Erev Shabbat. But perhaps most important is the fact that at Har Sinai, God commanded us about Shabbat. And he says here something really, really important, and this is a fundamental Jewish belief. I don't say this every week, but this is a major fundamental Jewish belief. And that is that every single Jew experienced prophecy at Har Sinai. That means that we all were able to hear, whatever that means, to hear God. I'm not going to spend so much time on that today, but we all together as a nation experienced Nevuah, experienced the giving of the Torah. How many of the Seret Dibrot were given? Was it the first two? Was it all of them? Was it all of them contained in one? That's a debate within the commentaries, exactly what was given at Har Sinai. But the Khaver wants the Puzari to understand that the origin of Judaism is very different than the origin of other religions. We spoke about this last week. The fact that most religions started with one person, and one person who had some kind of dream or prophecy or revelation, and then they spread it to their students and the students to their students, and then they created a whole religion out of it. Judaism didn't work that way. We believe, and this is fundamental, as I said before, and if you walk away with one thing from today, it should be this. The entire Jewish people were present at Har Sinai. We all heard God's voice, whatever that means. We all heard God speak, the Aseret HaDibrot, and we all received the religion at the same time, at the same moment. Now, this didn't happen overnight. We had to prepare for this heavily. Men had to be separated from their wives. The Puzari goes on at the end of the paragraph on the right side. Had to do shots. But yeah, it was a very holy experience. They had to separate from their wives. They had to be pure. They had to be in a pure state of mind, a pure state of physical being. Because a person can't receive prophecy if they're not prepared for it. Okay? You can't experience God in this world if you're not ready for it. That's why we have customs in our daily practice before we daven in the morning. You're supposed to wash your hands. You're supposed to dress in a certain way. You're supposed to be in a certain state of mind. Right? Everybody here learned the Mishnah Brachot, Hasidim Rishonim. They would meditate for an hour before they would pray. You can't just experience connecting with Hashem if you haven't prepared yourself. And then the Chaver goes on and he says, the experience of Har Sinai, we've all read it, we've all read the story, we know exactly what happened. There's a lot of lightning, there's a lot of thunder, the ground was shaking. Why all this? Why all this spectacle? So Chaver explains on the left side, still paragraph 87, he says, there was thunder, there was lightning. The age, there was fire around the mountain. Why all of this? So the answer is because if anybody's ever sort of been walking down the street and you all of a sudden bolt of lightning, what do? You're shocked. You're like taken out of reality. Meaning, in order to experience what it was like to stand in Har Sinai and to experience Hashem and Hashem's voice, you couldn't be in this world. You had to be in a different reality. So the lightning, the thunder, the ground shaking, that was supposed to sort of take a person out of the current state of reality. So, what day was Torah given up? Anybody know? What day of the week? Seventh day, Shabbat. So that's where the Chaver started, and that's really where he concludes his point. Shabbat. Torah was given on Shabbat. And what he wants the Kuzari to understand is one thing to say that the reason why we keep Shabbat is because on Friday there is two pieces of man so that we can have one for Shabbat. It's not such a compelling reason to keep Shabbat. But if you're in this incredible state of spirituality, you're in this elevated place where God is literally speaking to you, interacting with you, and it's the day of Shabbat and he's telling you, Zachor to Shabbat, Shamor to Shabbat, keep Shabbat, protect Shabbat. It's a very compelling experience to teach the people the importance of Shabbat. So that is what the Chaver wants to share with the Kuzari. There's one more thing. We trim the back page. The Chaver draws a very important distinction between what we experience at Har Sinai and what some today would call Hebrew like Ruach HaKodesh or like the light bulb that goes on in your head kind of experience. He says, that's not Nivuah. Nivuah comes from Hashem. Ruach HaKodesh is when you think something inside of yourself and you're like, God is speaking to me. Anybody ever had that before? Like, God is speaking to me. Sending me a message. So, that's not a Nivuah. You're not going through a Nivuah. That might be Ruach HaKodesh. But what's the main difference? Nivuah goes from up there to down here. Ruach HaKodesh is from down here to up there. What's the main difference? The main difference is that at Har Sinai, we experience God coming from that place down to us. So the final line of the day is that we're really, the Chaver is now finally answering and addressing the Kuzari's question that we've had all this for the past few months that we've been discussing. Where do we know that God communicates with the Jewish people? You know what the answer is? Har Sinai. We receive the Torah. And that is a very different perspective than any other religion. Think about Christianity. One guy came up with this whole thing, taught his students, there you have Christianity. Islam, now we're talking about billions of people that are following that one man. Judaism, the entire nation was there. We claim it, it's written in our books, we were all there to experience it. It's a fundamental of our faith. Let's make sure we take that one to heart. Everybody have a wonderful day.